Paying attention to the advice of others is a sign of strength, not weakness. That's our key sentence for this SermonCoach.com podcast. Welcome. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, over the years, you've given advice to a lot of people. Do you ever get feedback as to whether or not your advice is followed?
Yes, I do. I'm thinking as you ask the question of one specific person. This individual's scope of ministry is far and beyond what mine has ever been. In fact, he's doing his work in a sphere that I can't even begin to understand because of the number of people he is the executive over. He's primarily a preacher, but he's also an incredible businessman. And he will call me and ask for my advice. And because who he is kind of dwarfs anything I've ever done in my life, I found that I'm almost reluctant to say anything because he's so much more successful. The interesting thing to me is that he takes seriously what I say. And when he calls, I say, God, help me to be totally honest in my evaluation that he's asking for because I'm a little bit intimidated by him. However, I would have to say over the years as I have watched this given individual function, a part of his strength is that he actually wants to know what other people's opinions are on given matters. And I have found that even though there are times when I've been very direct with him, he takes that seriously. He wouldn't call me unless he did that. And I have come to believe that a lot of his incredible strength is because he is open to what other people have to say. At the same time, if what you say he doesn't agree with, he's strong enough to say thank you and go his own way. I find myself highly honored when he calls. I find myself being very careful of my words when he calls. The very fact that he's doing that, in my mind, is a high honor to me. So it's interesting. Yes, I don't have the feeling that he's just trying to be friendly or he's just trying to say, that's what Maines thinks, but I don't pay any attention to him. You know, I have this sense that I'm going to be very careful because he's liable to take more seriously my words even than I would. And again, I see that as a very positive thing about this person.
So it sounds very much to me like this person that you're speaking of pays attention to what you have to say.
Yeah, he does.
Is that usually what happens?
I'm thinking of a pastor who paid me very well to be a consultant because in order to do that, I felt like I needed to sit in on his church and be there so I wouldn't just say things quickly. And me eventually saying to him, I don't think I want to consult anymore because you tend not to pay any attention to what I say anyway. And then his response was, oh no, I treat your words very, very carefully and what you say influences me in everything I do. And I said to him, I don't know how you can say that because I've told you specifics and I would give illustrations and you have done exactly what you've always done. Well, those are because, and then he would explain away, you know. And finally, we came to the place where I said, I think probably I can't be of any help anymore because I don't think you believe what I'm saying is all that accurate. And he was very gracious and whatever. But that was one time when I had this feeling like he kind of liked having me there as a crutch, but he wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention to me. I think of another pastor who said, I really enjoy meeting with you. And he was asking me about his sermons. And I would say specific things about his sermons that I felt were not helpful. For example, you'd understand this very, very much. I would say to him, I'm not sure when you're all done that I know what it is that your subject is. You know, you talked about an awful lot of things, but I couldn't in my mind figure out what it was you were attempting to talk about just as a subject. And we would talk about it, then I would share what I thought it was. No, but he didn't have a subject in his sermon. And so we'd say, okay, now next Sunday, let's make sure we get a subject. But then he wouldn't resolve that. It would still go unresolved. And after a while, I like him as a person. He's a very affable person. And at the same time, his ministry was very affable. People liked him as a person. But his preaching was not pointed. His preaching was not such that you followed it carefully. It wasn't vital, and it's because he could never come to the place where he could agree that I need to have a subject. He had texts, a lot of text, always a text. And I think you need to have a text all the time, but you need to say, what is that text talking about? And eventually I basically said, you know, for your sake, I'm not being that helpful. Oh, yes, you're very helpful. I said, you know, I hear that and I think that's what you should say, but from my own evaluation, I am not helping you because nothing has changed. And I think that it just makes it very awkward for us. So we should probably discontinue meeting. And he has always remained my friend. He's very, very gracious when I see him. He has said to people how much I helped him in his preaching. And I think, I don't know that I did. So, you know, it's interesting to me. I think the first person I spoke of has a huge ministry, and I think he takes constructive criticism from other people very well. And these other two individuals, their ministry is relatively small, and I think it's because they are not open to taking any kind of help. I would say they're pretenders. They pretend to be receiving, they say all the right words, but when you come down to the bottom line, they never make any changes. And I mean, it's easy to measure. I mean, if you say something like, I don't know what your subject was, let's determine this for the next time, and then you still can't figure it out, that's pretty easy to measure whether they're listening to you or not, and whether changes are being made, and whether or not you're being effective as a friend or as a consultant or as a preaching guru, or whatever you want to say. So I think it's the difference between success and not success a lot of times. The person who's open to criticism. I don't care who you are in life, somehow you're going to get criticism. It may come in a very negative way, or it may come in a very positive way. It may even come in a, I look up to you because I'm paying you, you are a consultant, you are a friend, whatever. But if people can't take criticism, I think that's a flaw that is not good. I believe that some of these people I worked with, I've had a lot of experiences that way. They're just not teachable. They don't want to be taught. They are set in a given way. That's how they're going to stay until the day they die. In some ways, I may be that way. I hope I'm not, but it's possible.
Well, I would give testimony, having known you for a very long time.
Yeah, pretty long.
You are certainly teachable and certainly willing to change. So really, the different responses, especially when people have engaged you to advise them, as they do in the consulting relationship, that different response says a great deal about the kind of person the individual is.
Yes, if I go back to the first person about whom I spoke, you know, he may stop asking me questions after a while because, again, he is on a level of management just in terms of the organization that I can't even begin to comprehend. When he asks questions now, he asks more about my areas of expertise. I have said to him a number of times, you know, and I call him by first name, I say, you know, I'm not the person to ask on that, because I'm just not at your level of what you're dealing with. Now, if you ask me regarding this specific, yes, I can respond to that. That's very easy for me to respond to. And probably, as I think about it, the areas he asks me about now almost always are areas where I'm stronger from experience and just the way I think than he is, because he's always moving into different fields. I have this sense where I know when I can help and I know when I can't help. And that's probably a good thing. And he pretty much has figured out where I can help and where I can't help. He just, though, he's an amazing person because he's at such a huge level in terms of what he's doing that it surprises me that he's still asking for help. It's not because of insecurity. It's because he's in new areas and he doesn't want to make mistakes. And I commend him for that. I think that's really good.
Well, it seems to me that he's exhibiting a wisdom.
He is. He really is.
Probably that wisdom helps define his success for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, he does. One of the things that he asks me a lot, Dean, and he always tells me, I got that. He'll say, you know, I'm extremely busy. You are not as busy as you used to be. And one thing I always liked about you was that you were constantly reading. Tell me books that I need to be reading. Well, on that level, I mean, I can relate to him. And he always thanks me, and by golly, he'll call me and say, I read that book, that was very helpful, thank you. You know, that kind of thing. Basically, he's saying, how do I keep learning all the time? That's a really strong, beautiful quality, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. And it does show wisdom. And my suspicion is, if we could follow him around, there are people that he talks to that are experts in other areas.
Yes.
And he's open to learning from others, because he's decided that he does not need to make all the mistakes. Mm-hmm. He can learn from the mistakes that other people have made, or he can learn from the successes that other people have had.
Mm-hmm.
And he is smart enough that he can synthesize the information that he's getting and make it his own and apply it to his own mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes I hope I'm that way. I feel like applauding and saying, this is a big man, just a really big man. And it's fortunate when the phone rings and he calls. I think I'm fortunate to have that friendship, which is a good deal.
Indeed. Paying attention to the advice of others is a sign of strength, not weakness. That's our key sentence for our SermonCoach.com podcast for today. And you found our podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website. We've resources there that are specifically designed to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. As we always do, we look forward to the opportunity of visiting with you again as you join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.